Okay, we're live now. Hi, everybody. Look at that. You're right up there, Craig. Say hi to everybody.
That right there?
That's it. That's our Mevo, our camera. Craig Shoemaker in the studio with us this morning.
Got the wide angle for the love mask?
It does, man. You look, see, you always look good on camera, man.
I do.
You do. You look
tight. Where are you looking?
No, Aaron's on our Facebook Live thing. So that's the lens right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on there. Say hi to everybody in Motor City.
I've never had a beard before.
You what the? Is that what brought the beard on?
I'm two parts in movies, but I'm going to keep it because my wife likes it. I'll try anything to get action with my wife.
Yeah, if your wife says you look good with something, then absolutely, Aaron.
We saw a Matthew McConaughey movie, and I got action afterwards. So now I just walk in the bedroom. All right, all right, all right.
It wasn't Dallas Buyers Club, was it?
No. Please, okay. God, no.
She'll take him in anything.
Anything.
She likes it.
Craig Shoemaker's in studio. Of course, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle tonight and tomorrow. ComedyCastle.com, 248-542-9900. These shows will sell out quickly, too, man.
Yeah, we are. I think we already are for Saturday first show.
Look at you.
I think we need to laugh in this country. I think it's a reflection of that. Laughter brings us together. There's no politics discussed. And
we talk about it all the time. Don't you think, like, working at a classic rock station, it's comfort food? The songs all have when you hear Don't Stop Believing or Zeppelin, it takes you back to a place in your life. It's got
you actually believed?
Something like that. It takes you back to a time where people handed out candy and didn't actually. Our producer got shut out on Halloween. Nobody came to his house on Halloween.
Really?
Nobody.
No one. He had to go find trick-or-treaters that lived by him.
And like recruit?
He went to a middle school the next day.
I've got some Reese's over here, the big ones.
But at least he had real candy, Craig Shoemaker, because your wife, I saw on your Instagram, what was she handing out?
Kale chips or something like that.
Are you joking or are you serious?
So I had the kids come around back. I was like a dealer. I said, look, I got some good stuff back here. Come here. I said, just ignore her.
What do they
She's
do
very healthy. She's vegan and, you know, she's very earthy. She gets turned on if I compost. I go, look, honey, look what's going in the can, a banana peel. It's just a very unusual thing. I'm from Philadelphia, the town of Scrapple. You ever heard of Scrapple before? It's a breakfast meat.
I have had
It's called Scrapple.
Do you put syrup on yours?
No, ketchup.
Is that weak sauce if I
Philadelphia,
do it
put ketchup on it, put hair on your chest. I'm like, thanks for the health tip, Sasquatch. It's Scrapple, which is one vowel away from scrap pile. That's what it is. They have a pile of sausage, and it's what's left over, the snouts, and everything. They sweep it, put it in a mound, and there you have Scrapple.
My buddy told me once
it has the word crap sitting right in the middle of it.
It's in the middle. He said it's the stuff that's not good enough to go into a hot dog.
I'm exactly.
Like, well, that's how low the bar is on Scrapple.
That's how low the Philadelphians are.
I got family. My in-laws live in Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania, which is straight up north from Pittsburgh, and they put syrup on theirs.
They're different. Western Pennsylvania is different.
We need to say good morning to Lisa and Al, who are joining us live this morning.
Hi, Lisa and Al.
Ipsy, and I don't know where Lisa's from. Hi, Lisa. Okay.
You know, you saying that about Pennsylvania would be like if I said to you, compared you to Grand Rapids.
Yeah, it's a different world.
It's a different
Detroit
world,
Detroit is
right?
just, it is. Detroit, I think I've always thought Detroit and Philly have more in common than we ever
I actually do believe that. When I walk on stage here, like last night, I immediately feel at home. Different accent, though. We have a horrible accent in Philadelphia.
You have a Philly accent?
It's the worst accent.
What is it?
I can hear it. It's a little bit of East Coast, a little bit of Midwest, kind of meshed into one.
Well, it's a nasally, like, I'll give you a word. How do you say the word TOURNAMENT?
Tournament.
Yeah. How do you say it? Tournament? How do you say it?
Tournament.
Now we say tournament.
Yep.
Tournament.
That's the one I think we're right on, though.
Okay.
Come on, Springsteen doesn't go on tour. He goes on tour.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Come on, dudes. We're going on tour. One, two, three, four. See?
It'd be worse if you were from Boston, though, because it'd be a tournament.
They say tour.
Do they say tour?
They say tour.
Tournament.
I say tour. Because it's a tour.
It's not a real accent.
Talk about accent
that's like
difference.
A cartoon
I was
thing.
Playing yeah. golf in Texas on a beautiful golf course. I lost my little pencil. The guy goes, that's all right. I got a peeing in my bag. I go, peeing? You're going to scratch our scores and fill in the ink later? He goes, no, man, I got an ink pen. I said, you mean a pen? And he laughs. He goes, no, man, it's not a pen. It's a pen. I said, I say the woman's name, P-E-G. What do you call her, pig? He says, that depends what she looks like. True story. Accents are the worst in Philadelphia, I think.
Do you guys
and you know they've never done one in film history? Watch like Silver Linings Playbook. It's about the Eagles and everything.
Right.
De Niro's doing the dropped R at the end, and it's not the right. This is a great Robert De Niro. Couldn't even do a Philadelphia accent. Bradley Cooper's from Philadelphia. Didn't do a Philadelphia accent. Invincible. All New Yorkers. Drives
oh, my
me.
God. That's right. It's
but
a great
that's
movie.
Such a great film.
Is he like a Rudy?
But not if you're a Philadelphian. It kind of goes away because you're going, that doesn't sound like a bar guy.
Yeah, but you're still talking about Vince Papale.
It's a great story, but why didn't they cast Philadelphians? By the way, I went on this rant one time. I recognize I was doing that show Parks and Recreation, right?
Yeah.
And you know my boss is Amy Poehler. So I hear this guy, the AD, he's going, all right, back to, I recognize the accent. Hey, buddy, Philadelphia. He goes, yeah, I'm from Abington, da-da-da-da. And I went on that rant. I go, no one in the history of film has ever done it. Who am I standing next to? Amy Poehler. She goes, I did one in Baby Mama. I'm going, geez, do I still have a job? And she does do a good Philadelphia.
She's Philly accent.
Tina Fey does it, and that's it. Nobody else does.
Is Invincible, like, you know, we got friends that are Notre Dame fans that don't like Rudy because of the way that they sort of romanticized Rudy, that when in real life a lot of the players said he was a giant dick.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that he wasn't as lovable that as he's, you know, you obviously have to take some creative license when you're doing a movie or something like the one, the Queen one that's out today. We were talking about that in the studio this morning with Bohemian Rhapsody. The teeth that Rami Malek has. Have you seen the teeth?
It's bothering me.
They're cartoonish.
Really?
Dude, like, they're cartoonish.
Freddie Mercury had a little bit of an overbite going on.
Well, I'd say, you know, they a little were more than a little
well,
bit.
Well, he had.
He could eat an apple through a picket fence.
He had very.
You know, I don't think it's a little bit.
He had prominent.
Prominent, yes.
Prominent front teeth.
Are you allowed to say buck teeth anymore? Is that out?
I'm being politically correct, yeah. But
God, do we have to be for everything?
Well, yes. You don't have to be. Yeah. I
that's correctable
I
though. You don't have to be right. Correct on something correctable.
But Rami Malek, no, you're right. But Rami Malek's teeth in this film—they look so prosthetic that I can't handle it. So I told Jim when I go to the screening tonight, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy the film or be focused on the fact that he has two large giant chiclets sticking out.
Huge. But that's what I always wonder, though. Like, but getting back,
I'm surprised it doesn't affect his speaking.
No, he seems that he said that he wore them for a while.
Connery, once he got dentures, you could hear it.
Oh, like in Hunt for Our Trouble?
Yes, yes, he's got dentures.
Things on submarines don't react well to bullets.
You know what was very strange is he would curse. He would go, "Would you live in the suburbs or the city?"
And you're like, wait a minute, what? What did he just say?
What did he just say?
Can we hear that on TNT or not? I don't know. But how do you guys feel about the movie Invincible, though, in Philly? Do you look at
it's
romanticized?
Like
do you like that
Well,
movie?
Philadelphians like anything that
well, what about Rocky? Because there wasn't that period.
Love Rocky.
Okay, yeah. But wasn't there that period, like, when he put up the statue and didn't, like, ask permission? I never really understood that story because I don't think there's any other movie characters that have a statue in this country.
Well, the problem they had was the snobs in Philadelphia didn't like that he put it at the art museum. Which they're not, you know, he's next to Rodin, the thinker. And then there's Rocky. I mean, it's kind of like symbolic of Philadelphia. Because it's like half of them go, look, that's art right there. Who's the Rodin thinker guy? Looks like he's taking a dump.
Yeah, but see, like, Rocky to you are. Guys is like 8 Mile to us.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It is. But we don't have a statue of a bee rabbit over on 8 Mile. I mean, it would be gone by now, but anyway, I mean,
yeah, no, you have a valid point.
We don't put up a picture of Eminem with his hood up, you know.
That's true.
It just seemed weird.
I don't even know who he might have paid for it himself. I don't know, but now he's like the big thing in Philadelphia. He when they need a rally, they put up the Rocky thing. They go doon, you know,
you put it up on Twitter this week. You guys even like the not the throwback uniforms, but the city jerseys that all the teams are wearing. The Sixers have the Rocky one with the stars going around it.
It's sick.
Really, dude?
Oh, you like it?
I love it because it looks like the Bicentennial from 1976 when Rocky came out. It looks amazing.
Oh, you know what, though? I just remembered something. We do have a statue from a movie here in Detroit.
What is it?
RoboCop.
RoboCop.
These guys built a RoboCop statue. They found a place for it.
Wow.
It's in, like, the Science Center? I think it's at the Science Center.
My ex was in that.
Your ex was in RoboCop?
She was the female lead, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think there's a statue of her. Is there?
A lot of pictures.
I want to take it. Actually, I took her here, as a matter of fact, at Ridley's Comedy Castle. We came to visit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. when we were together.
I learned something new every
time
you
come in, man.
We're
still friends, but I mean, you know, I don't know that if there's a statue, I got to go take a picture and send it to her.
I swear, I have to
find
out.
Is there one of her?
No, just him.
No, just RoboCop.
These guys built a RoboCop.
Sexist. Sexist. What would the RoboCop be without the female partner? I don't even remember her name. What was her name in it?
Officer Ann?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Aaron's Googling
like
it right
that.
Now.
Wow. Yeah, everybody's got Google now. It don't sound like geniuses.
I make myself sound a lot smarter than I am, thanks to Google.
Do you remember the
From
Google?
Now on, I'm going to look and see if you're looking at the computer before you
No,
answer
I'm looking
anything.
To find where the RoboCop statue is in Detroit.
Maybe I'm old. I like not knowing things. It's kind of fun. I mean,
I don't
need to Google everything. But you don't really know it. You just kind of regurgitate it.
Yeah, there's a sense of pride.
I'm just saying, but like when we were kids growing up, it's like, I wonder who had the most doubles for the California Angels. You're like, I don't know. And then like 3 months later, you'd find it on the back of a baseball card.
Right.
Bobby Gritch led the Angels in career doubles. You're like, it's Bobby goddamn Gritch. I knew it.
But then you got to be, you know, then you got to be later when someone needed that answer. You go, I know this answer because I read it on a bubblegum card.
That's the guy at the bar who could talk about anything and then could just regurgitate it without Googling it. There was always one person in every bar that you'd go to.
I've lost my memory, though. I mean, it's
short or long term.
There's too many things. There's too many things to memorize.
It's at the Michigan Science Center.
There it is, the RoboCop statue. See, she looked it up. So you got to go see that now.
See, I'll remember that for the rest of my life. That'll go in there.
The
useless stuff goes in there.
You, kids, come here.
But my brain is a capacity. Everybody thinks they need to know. We need to know everything about them, so that it's all over the internet. It's people. Like, I had a guy come up to me. This is a new custom for the last 20 years. He goes, hello, my name is Cade. I'll be your waiter. I'm going, do I have to memorize your name? You just replaced my Social Security number. Like, don't give me the specials. I'll lose my Gmail password. I've only got so much storage space in here. So I filled out a form recently. I used to know everybody's number. You ever fill out a form without your phone? They go, emergency number. I go, 911?
Right.
They're like, you don't know any other numbers? 8675309. If it has a song to it,
right.
I got it.
Know that one.
So in case of your wife, in case we can't hold you, who do you call? My wife? What's your number? It's wife. It's on my phone. It says wife.
Right. It says wife.
Yeah.
I think she's the only one I know because when we're dating, I memorized it.
But see, that's weird. I remember my very first phone number from the first house I
same
ever
here.
Lived in.
Yeah. Same here.
And I remember
836-5576. Yeah, absolutely.
But I can't tell you what I had for dinner 2 days ago.
You really also can't tell me someone's number that you met 2 days ago either.
Well,
no one knows any numbers anymore.
Phone numbers. I know my daughter, my mom, my husband.
You know the actual numbers?
The physical numbers on the phone.
You're in the minority there, man. Most people.
That's impressive. That's five people? Oof.
Yeah.
But
that's
over my limit.
Yeah, no, the kid, because I talk to her all the time. And
yeah, but you press one button.
Do you
don't
remember
press
like,
the numbers?
Oh, my grandma had the little sticky thing. It was it went where it said to call for the police or fire on the phone, and then when you picked up the receiver, she would write the other important numbers.
Yeah.
So like pretty much if out of all her kids, like there were seven kids, so if you were in the top three, you made it to grandma's phone. So like my dad, Don, and Betty were on there. Mary and Art and them, yeah, they never made the top three. Their numbers were off in the little filing thing.
But if somebody dies, do you move up?
Oh, no, they would look at the phone. Thanksgiving, they would all come to see grandma's house, and they'd pick the phone up going, God damn it, I'm not on the top three. Hey, Ma, what am I not on the top three? Sorry, Art, I just don't call you that much. I like Jim better. That's a true story, man. Oh, yeah, you had the little black thing next to it at A through Z, and you just swiped down and flipped it up.
And now we have so many people in our life. Now we're down to, I have 5,000 friends on Facebook, right? And that's the limit. I don't know if people realize that. You have a limit.
Yeah, and then they can follow you. Like
they can follow, but so Craig Shoemaker, they follow. And then I have a fan page, but you can't stay in touch with people as much. And they get offended if you could use the word, go see my fan page. I didn't name it that. They named it that.
Right.
So I have 5,000 maximum. I'm right around there all the time. I have to wait for people to die. Just like slip a new request in there. And I feel terrible, but I wait like a week. I'll like go to their page when they're dead and I go, I miss you. I say something nice and I go, okay, you just made some space for somebody alive.
Sorry for your loss.
What else are you going to do?
You just take care of it there, man. Hey, I was going to ask you something.
I get rid of crazies, too. Sometimes I get rid of the crazies.
You kind of filter through
there. Well, there's a lot of crazies out there. I get rid of, politically I'm fine because I've been both parties. I've been both, right? But I'm not fine when you get threatening, when you start threatening. You're so angry.
I agree.
You're just so, and then they always go, you just can't take it if, someone disagrees with
you. Right.
No, I disagree with the way You can't come to my house and say, I disagree because you took a dump on my dining room table. I'm allowed to say, no, that is unacceptable. Okay? So that's the rule.
See, now for us, the one thing I've noticed this year is, and I still want to find out how they're doing this, when they put the, the negative ads up about the other candidate, especially here in Michigan, they're constant.
Oh, man.
They find the worst picture you've ever seen of someone.
Isn't that a riot?
There's some lady that they got a bowl cut of her from like 1981. She looks like a backup singer for Lawrence Welk. And you know she doesn't look like that now. And she's like, really? That's the one you're going with?
Oh, wow.
She looks like Austin Powers
in that
photo. It's so bad.
And I want to find a real picture of this woman because I feel horrible for her that this is the one they run. Do you want to trust this woman who looks like a man, baby?
I think they should have ads about the ads. You know what I mean? Have an ad and dissect an ad. And just say, look how bad this is. You know, I mean, just... Look how they're using the word terror to scare you. Aren't you offended by that?
So like Deacon...
That's what they do. They have all these buzzwords.
Oh, yeah. What's the one now? Oh, well, here in Michigan, the first one was roads. Everything's, you know, obviously you've driven to Detroit roads. It's like driving on the moon.
Right.
So one of the... Gretchen Whitmer was the one who came out.
Fix the damn roads.
That was like her campaign
thing.
That's her
campaign slogan.
People are going like, you're damn right. And that was the one. And now
I like that one, though.
It was a good one.
That's direct.
She wants to fix the damn roads.
And she's not saying something, you know, she's not trying to get you in fear. That's something that's obvious.
And the one
fear things are BS.
Well, the fear one that Aaron's picked up on is pre-existing conditions. They work that into every commercial now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Craig Shoemaker doesn't care if you have a pre-existing condition. Cancer. You know,
the one that drives me nuts is funding the terrorists. Funding the terrorists. And that's the thing is people just listen to this and they believe it. That's
right.
What drives. So you should have an ad that goes against the ad, like that dissects what's wrong with this ad.
To attack
the caravan is coming. They just come up with these words and then people just, oh, okay, yeah, the caravan's coming.
Cool.
Like, are you waking up in the morning going, is the caravan here yet? But they'll make sure that you're afraid of that thing that's coming. First of all, by the way, coming anywhere near Detroit.
No, I don't think they're coming all the way up here.
Yeah, I don't think that's
we'll keep an eye out for that one.
It's already a long walk anyway.
It's too cold.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, if you were homeless, if I was homeless, I'm from Philadelphia. If I was homeless, I always thought to myself, just start walking south and west. Just like you got nowhere else to go.
Go where it's warm.
Just keep walking. And then be homeless in Ohio, and then you keep going in Kansas.
But that's
so
what
you make it that, to,
no,
so
that's
make
what
it to California.
Really happens, though.
Oh, really? There's a migration of homeless?
Yes, because
I've never seen that caravan before.
Neither have I, but all the homeless,
homeless
people,
caravan's coming.
No, most of the homeless people that I met in Los Angeles were like from the Midwest or the East Coast.
Well,
they just came out there and
I love the most you've met. Like you're going around like having parties with them.
No, but I would have.
How many homeless have you met in California?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah, I used to do like a feed the homeless program where we'd make sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you live there?
Yeah, I lived there. And
I was going to say if that was your destination for your
no,
for
I
your right, Detroit yeah.
We're
vacation.
Not, we're not going to Disney. We're going to go find the homeless people in Burbank.
Well, I would
we're
just go to Skid Row and make sandwiches. No, we used to make sandwiches and go to Skid Row and you know you have conversations with people and you talk to them about where you're originally from. Oh, I'm, you know, from Ohio originally, or
right.
I'm from Pennsylvania, or I'm from Indiana, and, you know, and then you ask them, well, how the hell did you end up out here? And they're like, because it's warm.
Right.
And
but
that's what most that's people
call.
Say.
But some of them might have been there for show business, and then they failed, and then they ended up homeless.
That's
right?
A big possibility.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people that move out there, that's
well,
a dream.
Well, when they say thanks for the sandwich, then hand you a headshot, that's a sign, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I never had that happen.
No?
No?
No.
You never met someone who's aspiring to be in show business?
No.
In all of your homeless meetings that you've had?
No. It was mostly like ex-military,
oh,
like
wow.
A lot of vets and a lot of people that had mental problems that just got kicked to the curb by the system. So
wasn't Robin Williams, I remember watching that Robin Williams doc and they were talking about he was out in front of the Comedy Store out there pretending to be an alien when he was basically homeless, kind of kicking around in L.A.
Yeah.
And that's how he wound up getting the audition for Mork. Because the guy that was Happy Days, Gary Marshall, his kid said, I love aliens when E.T. came out.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we got to get an alien on Happy Days. He's like, and some guy goes, There's like this homeless dude who does this insane alien out in front of the Comedy Store.
What?
And I swear to God, it's a true story.
I don't think I've ever heard
that. And then Robin Williams went and got the audition. And as soon as he did it, they went, all right, we're good with that. And he's like, good, check. And that's how he became Morgan.
Wow.
See? You're doing it all
wrong,
Craig.
He remained a nice guy,
look at you being employed and everything else. Did you work with Robin?
Well, we actually have a funny story with it. Yeah, well, I did Comic Relief a few times, of course. But I did this. My film won the Independent Film Festival in Los Angeles, the Love Master movie. And I was very excited. I was backstage. And, you know, my mom is one of the reasons I do comedy is to make my mom happy or maybe someday she'll be proud of me. Ain't going to happen. So I go, this will be because she loves movies and my movie won. And we're backstage. He won some lifetime achievement. I won this award. And I said, Robin, would you talk to my mother?
Well, the Love Master's mother, oh, yes, talk to her. Oh, yes, they will. Does she have a big penis?
So anyway, I go, wow, this is great. So he's watching me dial. I go, hey, Mom, I'm standing here with Robin Williams who's going to talk to you. My film just won the Independent Film Festival. There's this pause. And she goes, that's very nice, Craig. You know not to call me during Jeopardy. And as she's hanging up, I hear, who is Anwar Sadat? She gets one more question and to beat my stepfather. And I'm standing there with the phone. And I turn to him. And he goes, I said, she hung up. And he goes, I'll never forget this. He looked me with these, you know, empathic eyes. And he goes, I understand.
Wow.
He got it.
You know he lived here before he went out west, right?
I did not.
Yeah. He lived here. He lived here in Detroit till he was, sophomore in high school? Freshman, sophomore
That's
in high school.
That's right, yes.
And he was a quiet kid. He played football. Yeah. And his dad was a big executive here. And, yeah, they had money. And then they wound up out in San Francisco. Have you watched the Pete Holmes thing, this crash?
I love that.
How accurate as
so
a comedian?
Real.
I want to, seriously.
You know, I mean, I watch all of them. And a lot of the shows about comedy, you know, they've been pitched for years and people go, no, nobody wants to. And it's true. A lot of people don't want to see the dark side of comedians. They just want to think.
Oh, my God. The stuff with him and Artie Lang is horrible, but it's so compelling. You can't not watch
it. It's so real. And they write it that way. And it's ad-libbed. And I think that's the best show that shows comedians.
The one from
the 70s, that didn't do real well. It was too dark and you couldn't really follow it as much. But this is so relatable because that's what people do. They crash on couches and you have to do bringer shows. You got to go out and recruit. That's the way it is now. I mean, I never had to do that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Aaron, it's a fantastic show. And the college auditions they have to do, too.
Right, the NACA convention.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Seriously.
It's called
NACA.
These
comedians go and they audition all these for these college frats and stuff, right?
Yeah.
To go do these tours. This must be big money, though, to go out and do it, or at least some money.
Well, here's the thing is they do shows for the buyers, and the buyers are students, which is great. But the problem is these days, the colleges are so sensitive that there's very few people that they can hire. So they talked about that in that show.
Yeah.
When they said, you can't talk about this, 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 and this. And then she goes up and talks about this, this, and this. And went against, and of course, no one hired her.
Right, man.
Because they're so worried about the sensitivity and the political correctness.
It's a great show. I never knew that. I was wondering about that. It's
very accurate show. Yes.
Okay. And you're right, though. A lot of times we don't want to see the dark. Nobody wants to see how the sausage is
made. I also like him, though, because he does bring the light. He shows this whole other type of comedian.
Pete Holmes?
Yeah. I mean, that's his story. You know, he's really, a Christian who is in this world that's very kind of not Christian. And, it's the fish out of water, and he's trying to keep his values and his ethics. And it's a really interesting piece.
It's pretty damn compelling, man.
Yeah.
All right, Comedy Central. Of course, Comedy Central. Comedy Castle, excuse me. See, I'm thinking comedy shows.
I've been on Comedy Central.
I know you have. ComedyCastle.com for tickets, 248-542-9900. My buddy Craig Shoemaker here in the studio with us, the Love Master on Twitter at Mark Ridley's. You guys think, what was the early show tomorrow?
Craig Shoe on Instagram.
Pretty close,
by the way.
Okay.
I'm trying to get some more Instagram followers.
You put great stuff up on Instagram, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not naked. And because a lot of the naked girls are half naked, they get. It's amazing to me. Talent means nothing these days.
Just how you look.
Am I right about that?
Look at the Kardashians.
Talent. Wait a second. I'm offended by that. They have talent.
No,
have
but
you
I
ever
just
seen
saying,
Kim Kardashian
no,
do Shakespeare?
They're a cultural phenomenon. And
yeah, it's all based on.
Alas, poor York, I knew thee well.
All based on. I've known Bruce Jenner, by the way. When he was on the show, when it was Bruce Jenner, he was on. They treated him like a beeper from the 80s. There's such disrespect. And then I had not met Caitlin until recently. It was the strangest thing. I've never said this to anyone I've known 25 years. I look forward to meeting you. I said this on the phone. And then I also said, we've golfed together. I said, what tees do you play from now? Ladies' tees or the men's tees?
Really?
I had to ask. Yeah.
Which one? So?
Men's.
I think so. Still,
she said, I still hit it a long way. And then we met at this event, and beautiful girlfriend or whatever you call. Yeah, beautiful paramour.
Right.
Like me and my buddy go, whoa, look at that, man. Caitlin's doing all right. And until we're all talking, and then she leans in and goes, time to go, Caitlin. That voice is a little deep for me.
You know what, though?
I like a good raspy voice.
I saw her with Jay Leno on his garage show that he has.
Oh, really?
And they Caitlin? Were... Yeah, Caitlin was on with Jay... What is the name of that show he does?
It's Jay Leno's Garage.
Yeah, Jay Leno's Garage. Yeah. And they were looking for an old car for Kylie Jenner. And I just thought, wow, I'd actually like to hang out with you one day.
With Caitlin?
Yeah, no. Yeah, with Caitlin.
Yeah, I think met me, and then as long as I'm with Caitlin. That's
no. Well, yes, I want to meet.
You hang out with me, if only if I'm with Caitlin.
I want to meet the other woman because they sound like Bea Arthur. God'll get you for that.
Very hot. I'll show you a picture. It's unbelievable. Looks like a blonde Kardashian, actually.
Caitlin, I got to Google this now.
Yeah, look up.
I have Caitlin.
I have
to go to Ask Jeeves.
Jenner's girlfriend.
What I like to do to throw people off is mention obscure browsers. Go to Ask Jeeves.
Good grief!
Remember that one?
Yeah, is that not around anymore?
I don't know. So anyway, I'm on.
Look, I'm still on
I'm
AOL.
I'm on CompuServe. Anyway, if you're looking for Craig, he's at CompuServe.
I still have a disc for AOL
on your BBS board.
Yeah, and Prodigy.
By
the
way,
amazing how it's all obsolete now.
We'll wrap up.
I learned on an Etch-a-Sketch.
She's
so.
With a 21-year-old.
Yes, beautiful, right?
Wow.
Who will get you for
the
that?
The blonde?
Yeah, Sophia Hutchins.
Who was at one time who?
That's what I'm trying to
not
figure
out. Not born Sophia, trust me.
No, not there, ma'am.
They're both, like, look really good together, though.
Your Halloween costume looked good. You were doing the Philly sports guy with the...
Oh, that was not even a costume. I just threw stuff on because I was last second. I wanted to be comfortable.
Right.
Didn't want to wear a mask.
You got
to
flow.
And it ended up working. I went to the neighborhood.
No, good.
Somebody said, hey, Philadelphia, I just moved from there, so I have new friends.
Okay,
I'm always looking for new...
Let me ask this in. We were talking about Halloween, no Halloween costume. The kids come to the door, and they, you know, if they don't have a costume on, do you still give them candy? Or kale chips or whatever the hell you give out of your free show house.
We did the stupidest thing. My wife does it all the time because we don't want to split up because then you don't get to enjoy your own kids.
Right.
So we just leave a bowl and say take one.
Yeah, that works out well, doesn't it? Not
kale
here.
Chips. They actually put real candy in there for the other kids. It's like a pity. You can wind up with more than
you
left.
I put real candy out and I'm like, are you kidding me? But it's California. We came back and half the bowl was full. If that was Philadelphia, literally, they would take that and your refrigerator.
The bowl, the chair it's sitting in, everything,
oh, yeah,
right?
They take everything in Philadelphia. We used to actually light bags of dog poop on fire and then watch people just try to stamp it out, and they got poop all over their feet.
That's the good stuff, man.
That's the kind of stuff we did. They don't do that in L.A. It's a whole other world.
So if a kid shows up to your house wearing a baseball uniform, like you were rocking a Phillies one.
I had Eagles. And then I had a robe from Chase Utley from the Phillies, and I had Sixers shoes on.
Oh, you mean Chase Utley from the Dodgers?
No, he was with this is a Phillies robe with the Utley on the back.
She's a Dodgers fan, so her and
no,
she's,
you
she's,
are not really.
Yeah, she's got to leave early. Her and the Texas Rangers have a group support meeting for teams who have lost the World Series twice in the past 10 years.
When's the last time the Padres went to the World Series?
I'm a Tigers fan at this point, so we're
oh,
it's not much
shush.
Better. You know what?
When did the Tigers win last? 5 years ago?
That would be the 1984 World Series.
Yeah. You remember the Tigers from 2014 when Boston won the World Series, and most of those players, there were like five players on the roster for Boston from that team. The Free Press here tweeted out, congratulations to the 2014 Detroit Tigers. They finally won the World Series. It was J.D. Martinez. Real quick, the question is, guy shows up to your door. We had this happen in middle school wearing his football uniform from middle school. Is that a costume? I don't think it is.
Did he put any paint on his face?
No.
Sometimes they do that just to
just
make it
a costume.
Just
wearing a jersey. A lot of kids here wear Little Caesars hockey jerseys and stuff.
Yeah,
they
want to be cool. Just like the girls, they always wear something where their butt looks good. Unless they're ugly, then they dress as a trash bag or something. The hot ones always have like the little bunny with the little tail, and they know they're hot. They're not going to dress in a big box or something.
No.
They always have to look cute.
Right.
But the ugly ones, they're like a velociraptor or something like that. They're all, because they don't, you know, they know.
Well, Halloween is just an excuse every year to look like a whore.
Exactly right. My neighborhood, and I look, me and my, you know, the other guys in the neighborhood, we're looking, and then they turn around and go, oh, my God, I just looked at a 13-year-old.
Thank you. Mm. Yeah.
It's insane. Yep. But I'm saying, what about the parents that are letting their kid go out like that?
Yeah, no.
I'd stop that. Unless they're, like, presenting another costume in the living room to the parents, and as soon as they go out, they just take it off. And then they're in their underwear and their lace.
Teenagers have never lied to their parents about something and then gone something else, Craig.
Oh,
I don't know what world you live in.
I live in a denial world. You know, when I got out of denial, my son flew back for the Eagles parade from L.A. I didn't go. He went. And then I look, and it's my son upside down at a keg stand. Right. Underage, by the way, in his Eagles jersey.
Makes it even better.
Held by a guy with a lit joint in his mouth, with a woman in the background with a Philadelphia accent going, Justin from California, bitches. Real proud dad moment I was having.
You should have been proud.
Well,
if he was doing the keg stand and holding the joint in his hand same time.
No,
that's a skill.
I don't think he did that at the same time. I think he was, but he was being held by I'd like to say held captive, but I think he volunteered for this.
I don't think he was kidnapped
he
for
flew
that
flew in
one,
for the party. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, if you're going to go big, man, you're teaching.
I know.
You are one of the most motivated people I've ever known, and your kids are the same way. If they're going to do something, they're going to go 110%.
He did. Yeah, I guess he did it right.
Or 151 or whatever the hell they're drinking.
I'm just resentful that he got more hits than ever I did on YouTube.
There it is.
You know, Here I am. You write all these jokes. That's why I say talent means nothing anymore.
Just
I have hours of material, specials. People go, oh, have you seen that cat video? It's crazy to me. I don't even know why we write anymore. I don't even know why one writes jokes. Clever, original, doesn't matter anymore. You've got to have something.
That's why you have to do that song, The Cats on the Instagram, instead of Cats in the Cradle. You should rewrite it, man. There you go.
I was making fun of this girl in the audience the other night, right? And my son was at the show. And he goes, do you know who that was? I go, no. He goes, and I look her up. She's literally has 3 million followers because she's in a new bathing suit every day. And that's all she does. She just says, oh, somebody sends her a bathing suit. She wears it. They take a picture of it. How many angles of this ass have I seen?
Well, how many pictures have you looked at of her?
Well, you can't help it. It pops up on my Instagram.
Well,
I shouldn't use the word pops up at the same time I'm talking about.
But you have to be following her to see her.
I did follow her.
There you go.
Because I thought I'd get the follow back. And she'd go, I just saw the funniest comedian, which she did once.
Right.
But it's not like she's going, oh.
She didn't follow back?
No, she did, but then she's not, like, you know, talking about, you know, the next show that she wants to see. Well, she said, look at me in my bathing suit.
Send her a bikini,
day.
Says Craig Schumacher.
I'm thinking about one bikini shot.
Why not?
Why not? I can think of some reasons why not.
Okay.
Hey, I can think of a lot of reasons why not.
We followed on our Instagram one, the Big Jim's House one. I don't know which one of us, probably me, Leanna Decker. She's a swimsuit model.
You followed her.
I did not follow her.
And
it shows up, and our producer Ryan and I, like, every day we're like, wow, okay. So she hasn't followed us back, but that hasn't stopped
us. Oh, she doesn't follow you back,
No. So at this point, we're just stalking her.
I feel like a perv.
You shouldn't.
She came
to one of your shows. It's totally legitimate.
Well, I know it's legit in my mind, but everyone else is going, what the hell is he following her for? I mean, literally, I'll open up my Instagram right now. It'll be the first one.
She's right there.
Yeah, and she posts all the time. It's like she changes and then takes a photo and puts it up and has millions of followers.
And that's her living. They pay her to do that.
I don't think it's good for society. I really don't. I don't want to sound like an old fart. It's not. Because all the girls are all in competition for how they look. And they're always posing in front of this thing. And there's no human connection. Are you going to be...
That part I agree with the internet thing. Like, there is no social interaction. You mentioned this a couple weeks ago. We had that discussion about your son having friends over or something. And some of these kids did not even know how to interact.
Have a conversation.
There's five of them next to each other on their cell phones.
Yeah.
You're basically saying to your friend, I'd rather be with someone on texting than be with you, even though you're right next to me.
FOMO.
That's what you're telling
it's
people.
FOMO, dude, that fear of missing out. I swear it's a real thing. They are obsessed with
so
FOMO
real.
Is absolutely real.
I had it too, but then I had to go walk somewhere to go find where the action was, or hitchhike.
Well, it's sports.
Imagine they hitchhike anymore. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I asked my son if he even knew what it was.
We had a story about it a couple. Well, you'll see like celebrities and stuff. I know if we go on the air, if we talk about hitchhiking stories, we'll get them from all over the place.
Mm.
Yeah. People like back in the day here in the Motor City, that's what they did.
I used to hitchhike to college. I mean, that's, you imagine that?
I would never
Uber,
do that now.
You know what Uber was for me? A cop. I'd just get arrested. A cop would take me
just
back.
Just take you to the next spot.
The other thing was I used to train hop. Did they ever do that around here?
Yeah.
Freight trains.
Yeah, they used to in Southwest, and mostly it was just to steal all the stuff off of the train, but yeah, it used to go
down. I wasn't doing the great train robbery, but I mean, if I needed to go over to Orland to go see my friend, I would jump on the back of the freight train.
Are you serious?
Yeah, until Doug Boker ruined the whole thing. He got his foot run over.
Oh, damn.
That was it for it.
Damn it, Doug.
So then the whole class suffered because Doug Boker's foot.
Okay, so you're mad at Doug because he lost a foot and you couldn't ride the train anymore.
That's exactly right. It was a free ride. He ruined that. And how about bumper riding? You ever do that around here?
Oh, we call it bumper surfing, where you just grab hold.
Bumper surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go all the way across town. You just wait till someone goes to a stop sign, and then you just get off when you need to, and then you go west if you need to go. I could go anywhere. I just have slippery shoes and jump on there like I'm water skiing.
I did that on a skateboard, and then these guys tried to stop me, and they got mad, and then they wound up crashing, and they hit like a whole manure thing. No, wait, that's Back to the Future 2. Sorry.
I
like doing that every once in a while, just working them in there, man. No, we used to bumper. Yeah, you'd grab hold of a bumper and do
that. Yeah.
Yeah, but absolutely.
None of this exists anymore, and I think it should because you literally learn about life. You learn about danger. What are they going to learn? Well, they're going to be at the 30-year reunion. What are they going to do there? Hey, I remember you. Remember we Snapchatted? Remember that?
Make memories.
And they're like, these kids today, ours kids with their holograms. It's awful. So I'm trying to raise the kids to have a little balance of both.
It's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that, Craig.
Yeah. All right, man. Make them go outside.
You demand. That was fun, dude. All right, we'll follow you on Instagram as well. And, of course, the Love
Craig Shue on Instagram.
Craig Shue and then CraigShoemaker.com. See you at Ridley's tonight and tomorrow night, of course, ComedyCastle.com. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Bye, everybody.